The 2018 election, once again and unfortunately, placed Florida in the national spotlight. While most of our election officials and poll workers did an outstanding job following the law, others struggled to do so.
That's Representative Blaise Ingolia, who presented the bill in the Public Integrity and Ethics Committee Thursday. The measure would make changes Ingolia says would avoid future embarrassments to the state while increasing voter access. For starters, it would move the last day to request vote-by-mail ballots from 6 to 10 days out before the election.
Currently, that standard is 6 days to request and 4 days to mail out. And quite frankly, my opinion, that's just basically playing with fire.
The bill also prohibits supervisors of election from mailing out ballots less than 8 days prior to the elections, and it seeks to allow supervisors to mail domestic vote-by-mail ballots earlier than before, between 40 and 28 days out.
Instead of the current 35 to 28 days, therefore extending voting in the state by up to 5 extra days.
Ingolia's plan lets voters drop off vote-by-mail ballots at a secure box at every early voting location. And for voters who want to take a photo of their ballot to post on social media, which is currently illegal, the bill would decriminalize it. Democratic Representative Geraldine Thompson filed 18 amendments to the proposal, all of which were deemed unfriendly to the bill by Ingolia and ultimately struck down. Many of them were in response to gaffes that put Florida in national headlines for a cumbersome election.
We have a federal court that has already ruled that Florida's signature matching provision and requirement is burdensome and tends to disenfranchise individuals. And so what this amendment proposes is an alternative to relying strictly on the signature match and would allow the last 4 digits of a person's Social Security number to be used as an alternative.
I'm going to affectionately call this amendment the amendment that launched a million stolen identities.
Like many of the failed amendments Thompson filed, Ingolia has a sharp rebuttal to the idea. Committee Democrats took objection to what they saw as the former state GOP chair and other Republicans brushing off of Thompson's ideas. Democratic Representative Cindy Polo pressed Republicans on the issue.
One of the issues that I have with not necessarily the bill, but the way that we as a body have acted towards the amendments is that we talk a good game and say that we want to give access to voters and we want to do everything that was necessary, but we started off by just immediately labeling the amendments as unfriendly, even though there are many that I think we could agree upon.
Polo countered Ingolia's assertions that the bill looks to expand voter access.
Obviously, we have made it very clear that voter access is a partisan issue, and that saddens me.
Ingolia, meanwhile, stood his ground.
I totally reject the idea that we are limiting access. We are expanding access in this bill. That is undeniable, that we are expanding access. We're expanding access. We are putting in place a structure where we can fix a lot of the problems that we've seen in the 2018 election.
And he addressed Polo's accusation that voter access has become partisan by way of the measure.
Now, it is no surprise that I am the past chairman for the Republican Party of Florida for 4 years. You do not see a lot of the issues in this bill that a lot of our grassroots, our rank and file, some of our attorneys would like to see in this bill. And there's a reason for that, is because we're trying not to make this partisan.
Paul Lux heads the state's Association of Election Supervisors and is supervisor for Okaloosa County. He attended the committee meeting to support the bill.
This bill addresses 11 of the remaining 13 items that the supervisor of elections identified at our last association meeting as legislative priorities and things that we would like to see accomplished this year.
And in response to the debate about whether the measure expands or erodes voter access, Lux sided with Ingolia.
It certainly helps expand access to voting.
The measure passed with a 13-4 vote, with Representative Joy Goff-Marcil as the lone Democrat voting for the measure. When the bill was heard earlier this month, it passed unanimously with bipartisan support. I'm Ryan Daly.